Bogota. Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe, a potential contender in the country's 2026 presidential race, was shot and critically wounded during a campaign event in Bogota's Fontibon neighborhood. The 39-year-old conservative opposition figure and member of the Democratic Center Party was struck by gunfire while addressing supporters in a public park. His wife, Maria Claudia Tarazona, said Uribe is fighting for his life. A medical bulletin from Santa Fe Foundation Hospital stated the senator sustained 2 gunshot wounds and is undergoing complex neurosurgical and vascular procedures. Colombia's Attorney General's office reported that a 15-year-old suspect was arrested at the scene with a firearm. 2 other individuals were also injured in the attack. In a statement, the Democratic Center Party described the assault as a serious and unacceptable act of violence. The government announced a reward of nearly $730,000 for information related to the incident. President Gustavo Petro condemned the attack, expressing solidarity with Uribe's family and vowing a thorough investigation. Respect for life is non-negotiable, Petro said. He also pledged to examine potential lapses in the senator's security arrangements. International leaders, including U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Chilean President Gabriel Boric, and Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa, condemned the shooting. Former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe mourned the assault on what he called the hope of the country. From a prominent political family, Senator Uribe has not formally declared his candidacy.